Hello, good morning. We have an interview with a professor from USM, Dr. Jeffrey Beaudry. And Jessica is going to be kicking us off, the program director here at WMPG. So yeah, take it away, Jessica.
Good morning. Thank you, DJ Toadstool. It's great to see you this morning.
Great to see you too.
All right. So we're going to talk for a few minutes during DJ Toadstool's show because we have one of USM's faculty here that is going to talk to us about a really cool event. So can I introduce Dr. Jeffrey Beaudry? He is with the Education Leadership. Is that right?
That is correct.
Welcome to MPG.
Thank you so much.
So Dr. Beaudry, what is this event on Wednesday that I can't wait to hear more about?
Right. The event is a part of the Du Bois Lecture Series that has been going on at USM. I'm not exactly sure, but I think at least since 2015.
Wow.
And it was initiated by Professor Leroy Rowe.
So I want you, is there any way you can tell our listeners a smidgen about W.E.B. Du Bois and what is his influence?
Yes. Well, let me go one little step further.
Okay.
You asked the question about what's going on Wednesday.
Right.
I answered it in a big kind of a general way, but that's to acknowledge the work that's gone on already.
Okay.
To bring W.E.B. Du Bois and his work to USM and to the community. So April 12th is going to be a different take on Du Bois than has been done before. The interest that I have is in the kind of scholarship that Du Bois did in data visualizations and in creating infographics. And we think of that as a kind of a 21st century thing that's really popular now because of technology. But he advanced the field of infographics in the late 1890s and at the Paris Exposition in 1900. So you have to kind of go back to go forward here. You have to think back. So that was a pretty special time. So we're recreating that moment in Paris with all the data infographics that he created over in Abramson Center. So there's going to be, the walls are going to be really packed full of those infographics, and it's going to be a gallery. So that's part. So you come, we talk, but the people who come are going to be able to actually interact just as they would with a gallery at an exposition.
So you say it's really popular. I have to admit, I don't know what this is, these infographics. Well, can you like describe it a little bit?
Sure. Infographics is a way of showing data that we have and a kind of numbers, you know, our census numbers.
Oh, okay.
A survey report. Things having to do with climate change, you know, anything that has to do with actually taking numbers and trying to communicate it to an audience. And there's a whole professional investment around this that's very important. And we do it all the time, but we don't really think about it. So you have a post over here for the Bluegrass Spectacular coming up.
Right.
I would consider that an infographic.
Okay.
I would consider that's a poster. We call it a poster. But it has many important things. Now, what it doesn't have is things that are going to be contained in these infographics. And so these infographics were the first time, and this is really important, this was the first time that a dedicated set of infographics have been created to talk about the African Americans in the United States and to show people who they are and what they were doing, just as these artists, teachers, workers, you know, on and on and on like that. And to show the power and the presence of African Americans at that point in 1900.
All right, so this is really cool. This is happening Wednesday in a couple days, and it's here right here at USM. And this is open to the public?
It is. It is. It's a wonderful grant from the Glickman Lauder Foundation provided us with funding to do this, for which we're, you know, it's always important to have that seed funding. And that's something that we hope to leverage and to push forward from this. Because I don't want this to be the last, you know, the kind of the one-time thing either, and it isn't already. But that's helped us open this to the public and really give the, have that dialogue and an opportunity for people to come in and think, oh, okay. So we're trying to take the word, the idea that Du Bois had in 1900, which was, let's talk about African Americans, and he focused on Georgia. That was his case study. That's where he was at Atlanta University. So we're not in Georgia. I love Georgia. I would love to talk about Georgia. I'd love to talk about many places. But we want to talk about Maine, because I think Maine is a case study right now of a huge importance to not only Maine, but to New England and to the country. Things are happening in Maine which are not happening elsewhere.
Wow. Okay. So this is Wednesday, and it starts early, 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. It's a full giant agenda of events. So Du Bois was a scholar and very important person, and USM is acknowledging his scholarly work. And I just think this is amazing. So and it's like there's going to be posters with info, but is it more graphic than or artistic or mixed?
It's mixed.
Okay.
The wonderful thing, the amazing thing about this is that it brings together the idea of presenting evidence, which we think usually is bar charts and pie charts, where you are going to be taken into another level of communication here. So again, this is 1900, over 130 years ago, where they were taking information and producing infographics, which we could call our data visualization, same thing, in a way that was quite unique, that actually advanced the field, which we then kind of fell back from. So there was a lot of effort at that point to produce data visualizations to affect policy. One of the people, another example of someone people might know is Florence Nightingale. So you might associate Florence Nightingale with nursing, but actually if you look her up, she's a statistician. And she was using the evidence from the Crimean War and from other wars to convince politicians to change policy around how we delivered health care on the battlefield and for veterans.
Wow. We are speaking with Dr. Jeffrey Beaudry, and he is a professor with the Educational Leadership. And we're talking about this symposium that's this Wednesday, Data Visualizations and Diversity in Maine, Evidence, Art, and Advocacy. Can you talk about the keynote speaker?
Yeah, we're very, very excited to have Dr. Alden Morris be with us. He's from Northwestern University. He is an emeritus professor. So that means he's, at the point in his career where he can pick and choose what he wants to do. But he also, his service is remarkable. But let me talk about his scholarship first. He wrote a book that was just published. Now, we think of, academics and publishing. His book on called A Scholar Denied, W.E.B. Du Bois, was published in 2015. So we're within the last 10 years of him writing a book which takes a very, very in-depth look at Du Bois and tells the story of how his approach to sociology was suppressed and was a victim of like a academic infighting, but also the racism and the white supremacy that was heavily active around the turn of the century. So this was one of those times when Du Bois was using scholarship and science, really doing it to a level that hadn't been done before. So he was not only brilliant, but he was making other people feel uncomfortable because he was so really solid in his science. And we're revisiting that right now to try to determine things about that. But what Dr. Alden Morris did was really capture that and write a book about it, which is wonderful, to really help us rethink and retell the story. I was going to say reevaluate, but I want to get away from being too academic about this, because it's at the heart of it. The idea is that we want to retell the stories that we haven't heard before. And I think Du Bois, while I've heard his name, after I started to look and think and read more deeply about this, I was like, geez, I just have never heard these stories. And these are important for us to hear now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. Now is the time. I mean, in this world, it is so critical. So, well, okay, so let's just once again just let everybody know that this is a symposium happening Wednesday, and it's right here at USM. It's going to be in the Abramson Center, and Dr. Beaudry has told us that it's going to be transformed. It's going to look really different on the inside of our Abramson Center. That's exciting.
I have a question for you, Dr. Beaudry, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So with
Jeff,
this,
you could call me Jeff.
Jeff. I'm curious, like, you know, there's a lot of really amazing information that's going to be here, but in a summary, what is your hope that people walk away with for information, and also what feeling do you hope that they walk away with?
Right. Well, that's a really great question. Thank you. The one thing that I want to have people understand that this is active learning. This is not a sit and get. This is not 6 hours of lecture. So whoever comes is going to be asked to really participate and to do that in a couple of ways. First of all, the gallery. The whole Abramson Center is going to have probably over 50 data visualizations, and they are from Du Bois's time. So we've actually recreated in life size over 40 of the posters out of the 63 posters that were done in 1900.
Wow.
So that's massive.
That's awesome.
That's massive. And that's going to be on in the Abramson Center in room 109, 110, but also it's going to spill out into the hallways because there's not enough room, which I think is great. But we also took the next step, and this is my colleagues, Leroy Rowe from the History Department, Lance Gibbs, who is from the African-American Studies. They said, we need to really show in a bigger way some of the things that are that these posters represent. So we have banners. So those banners that are over there, I don't know if you've noticed the banners that are hanging off the wall. Well, we're going to switch those out. We're going to change the look. They're great. They, you know, but we're switching those out. So that says to the people who come that you're going to instantly see something different. And I love the fact that we have Abramson Center. I'm what I call a conference junkie. I love conferences. But I also am an active learning advocate where people are going to be asked to actually apply what they think and be able to observe. So bring your observational hat, bring your conversational hat. But then you're going to be asked to do one more thing because we have two sessions, which are what I call skill workshops. So if you have an idea of some data or something that you would like to visualize, we're going to have we have two people, Daniel Lawrence, who's going to be doing two workshops, one on observation, one on using technology to represent complex data. So that's going to be a little bit in the morning and then in the afternoon. And then the other one in the afternoon is Paula Gerstenblatt, one of our, I think, really visionary professors here in engaging the community. And she's going to be doing what we call a collage workshop, where we take, some of the posters you've seen, we're going to take those and start ripping them up and cutting them up and repositioning them as art to talk about and to think about how we actually go through another process of recreating messages. And so my challenge to the people who are coming is, what kind of things would you like to see made in the form of an infographic that will help you tell a story? And for example, one of the questions that comes out of the Du Bois work is the slave trade, which went from Africa to South America, to the Caribbean, and to North America. We don't have slavery. Slavery has been banned for over 100 years, over 150 years. But what we do have is massive migration going on now. So what does that mean for Maine? Well, it means a lot for Maine. It means we're really shifting now. And we can say that, but if we visualize it and if we have people telling stories about it and investing time in understanding it, I think there's so much more that we as Mainers collectively can do to really grow with that. So the creative part of it, the art part of it, is there so that we can explore some of that in a different way. The sit and get, I get it. I'm an academic. I could talk for hours. Not going to do it.
No, yeah, that's awesome, Jeff. I really appreciate it, and it's cool to have such a interactive kind of experience. And I really hope that that's able to, you know, have this stick with people a lot longer when they're able to walk away from it.
It takes a while for things to stick, so we need to go after this.
Well, like you said,
time and time again, things don't stick that easy.
Right.
That's
so
true.
You said earlier this is not the last thing, so it's going to be ongoing.
Well, so what I can just tell you already. This was an idea that I pilot tested with my classroom, my doctoral students last spring and winter. and fall. So we actually needed a long time to try to pull this thing together from a book and from an idea into a gallery poster walk into let's do apply these ideas so that you as policy analysts can understand the importance of data and of trying to visualize that data. So that was one step. The next step, so we actually did that as the capstone day last April with that class. And then out from that class, one of the students, Abdullahi Ali, is the executive director at Gateway Community Services Center right down the street here in on Forest Ave. And he and I really have struck up a great collegial relationship. And so we did a smaller version of this gallery walk over there in late March. So we put 30 of the posters up. We recreated their space. It really transformed their space. It was so cool because it was really transformable. And we invited the community to participate, and I think we may have had 25 or 30 people, some of them from one of my classes. But that was, again, another venue, another place to do this same kind of thinking, talking. And so we had some talk, you know, myself, Lance Gibbs, Leroy Rowe talked. I wanted to also bring in Idella Glenn. Idella's been very supportive and a part of this whole process. So we did this. So that keeps telling me that there's interest. So when we put this idea to the test and sent it out to see if we could get some funding, you know, we got the funding. Now this Wednesday will be another iteration of this. So what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. We'll see.
That's great. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us. This has been really wonderful to hear about this. It's so exciting that USM is doing this. We've been talking with Dr. Jeffrey Beaudry from the Educational Leadership Department. And again, it's this Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 4. The general public is invited, and it's the W.E.B. Du Bois Symposium, Data Visualizations and Diversity in Maine. Evidence, art, and advocacy. Love it. Jeffrey, thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome. Thank
you. All right. DJ Toadstool, thank you so much for sharing your show.
My pleasure. Thanks for stopping by, Jeff.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.